Mayor Ten Haken has strong words on the issue of masks.
Wear a dang mask when you're indoors. We're not asking you to sign up for the draft here. We're asking you to wear a mask when you're inside and you can't distance.
Ten Haken says people need to reverse the current trend. As of Monday, the Sioux Falls area had more than 2,000 active cases and 140 people hospitalized with COVID-19. Dr. David Basil is vice president of clinical quality with Avera Medical Group. He says the system is adding ICU beds and care providers are working overtime, but the rest is up to the community. If someone is a close contact of a COVID-19 case, Dr. Basil says they should quarantine for the full 14 days to ensure symptoms don't appear.
We can give you a test, but just because that test is negative doesn't mean you're not going to turn positive later on, and you could start infecting people days before you ever turn symptomatic.
Dr. Basil says even people with mild symptoms should still isolate to avoid spreading any illness right now. Dr. Mike Wilde is chief medical officer with Sanford Health. He says hospitals are also dealing with an influx of non-COVID patients.
Care needs that perhaps were deferred earlier in the year and now are being addressed and may take a little more complexity in their care to get that addressed at this time.
Hospitals are stretched thin, but Mayor Ten Haken says his office will not pursue a mask mandate. He says a city mandate won't impact surrounding communities that also rely on Sioux Falls hospitals.
So if you want to live in a state that gives you freedoms, that comes with an expectation of responsibility. And I need this region to do more.
The city is continuing a media campaign encouraging masks and other COVID-19 prevention measures. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.